for sale for.
I will be giving a brief, a very short news update. Stand by, everybody, while we work out this technical issue. Again, we do hope and continue to attempt to rationalize everything, preferably down to one platform. But that takes a bit of work and time. And given that we're heavily under-resourced and understaffed, it all takes time. All right, I've just gotten the thumbs up that I can be heard on Block Talk Radio, which is great. That's all been worked out thanks to the rather heroic efforts of my partner. So we're just finalising things. Regrettably, I'm surrounded by about 3 or 4 electronic devices, which doesn't exactly help. But like I said, we will rationalise down to one platform. And make sure it's something that everyone can get to. Although it's good in one way to not be reliant on one platform. Having 3 is pretty chaotic and messy at the same time and confusing. So the classic old case of getting there is always an issue. The more density there is, the more negative presence there is, and we're going to take another big giant leap in clearing that negativity today. All right. Now for the brief little briefing. Okay, and I know many of you have been tuning into some reports or live streams of the protests in Canada and Australia, which are probably broken up by now because there's only so much you can do when you're literally being microwaved. And this isn't the remote radionics type beams that my partner and I have always copped by DARPA or negative military. This is directed, focused beams on top of vehicles. So it's a lot more concentrated. Hence the blistering, burst capillaries with that redness underneath people's skins. And yes, that has triggered a rather raw nerve within me. I'm not going to speak for any of you, but it won't surprise me if it's there's been an equal effect of extreme anger and upset that came up mostly on Friday. And again, as far as the physical plane is concerned, which is not exactly our specialty or our core service of humanity, UN and NATO troops have been reported getting off planes in Canada. Apparently, UN and NATO troops are allowed, called in, upon any kind of declaration of a martial law by the Prime Minister of Canada or Head of State, who simply works for the Crown District Corporation of London. We'll get to that in a minute. And yes, yeah, so they've been flown in, which is good in one way because it means that the Canadian military is not on the side, on their side. Soldiers, for those of you who've been watching the protests, you've been seeing soldiers in full battle dress and police in riot gear without any official city, state or national Canadian insignia at all. Basically, Blackwater, or whatever they're called these days, has been activated and deployed. And we all know what's happened to Australian protesters in Canberra. So, I guess it's a case of, as Alex Jones used to say, if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one. It's time to bring out the warrior aspect in all of us from within the heart. All right, that's important. Start to feel or imagine, if you have too many mental blocks, start to feel your heart. Right now, because Australians are getting fried in the middle of summer, Canadians are protesting with everything they got in the middle of winter. It's one thing to be out in the intense freezing cold for 20, 30 minutes, but for hours on end protesting, well, that's just a little bit too much. That's hard. Even though Canadians have superhuman abilities when it comes to cold weather. Yes, I know it's all part of the plan. That it's ultimately darkness, physical and non-physical, exposing itself by playing their hand. And through that exposure, the light comes thundering down like the hammer of Thor. And I'm not being too, what's the term, metaphoric or hyperbole at all. Today's a big confrontation day. And it all comes back to the divine purpose and responsibility of the freedom key of the planet. Where Pluto is returning to her birth natal chart. Otherwise the freedom key ain't going to be doing much if it's not rebirthed. Enter the 144K. That is now in the process of taking off its gloves. A lot, and I do mean a lot, is relying, waiting on us about what we're about to do. Because what transpires on the physical from now on directly correlates and is impacted by you and what you and I do now. And and nothing, and I mean nothing, is going to stop us. Ordinary people on the physical plane have taken up the fight, most manifested in Canada and Australia, and we're about to join them. And this 144K mass intervention that'll channel overwhelming amounts of light will transform the energies, which will transform the timeline, which will transform what happens on the physical plane. He who controls the energies controls events. That's the formula. And I'm talking from direct loads of experience. So take another big deep breath. And for those of you whether you're a technical technician, wizard, or a goddess, your expertise is very much needed, especially goddess energy that really is needed by the divine masculine to drive it forward. Make no mistake about that. For those of you that don't have warrior energy as a secondary, let alone primary energy or identity. And breathe. Slow, deep breaths. Hold it at the top for a few seconds. Let it out slowly and breathing deeply. Feel the stillness. Okay. Now let go of everything, including any needs or desires, ironically. Don't worry, because your heart already has this intention that's already set. Let go. See yourself in a gigantic crystal ball. It's already all there. You just have to focus inward without any effort. Have faith, you can do it. See all the 144K members in their golden light bodies, all around the inside of the equator. Remember, it's all easily done through stillness and detachment, the old Taoist principle of not trying, because you already are, you already have it, in spite of the past. Let go of the past. Just make that decision. Let go of the future. Just make that decision. The now. Is it with future lives? Authentic Gaia. Authentic Gaia, we call upon the one true authentic goddess Gaia. Please be here with us right here, right now. See Gaia in the middle, of innocence, purity. Authentic Gaia, can we please have your permission to take you up with us to beyond the multiverse? Okay. Now call in your personal guides. For those of you that have them. As we start to move up through the layers of this universe and just enjoy the ride, enjoy that soft, therapeutic, calming, centering, faint flashing of light on the walls of the crystal ball. As we zoom up the layers of this universe, and higher and higher we go. As we rapidly approach that last thick outer boundary of this universe, and just casually, nonchalantly, in a neutral, detached, calm, non-trying way, observe, notice that blur of light on the walls of the crystal ball and Gaia in the middle. As we cradle her with our love. Look over to your left and right. See the golden light bodies or astral bodies of other fellow White 44K members. Allow this beautiful view of Gaia in the middle and the soft blur of light to bring you into that semi sort of alpha and then theta semi hypnotic state of even more centeredness and stillness. As we rise up to levels of light nothing else can compete with, and for added protection, and to squeeze 100 mass meditations into one, because that's the way the 144K rolls. All but through stillness, centeredness, and detachment. As the stillness, centeredness, and detachment effectively, or should I say literally, already begins the mass meditation. Maintain that soft, casual glance at Gaia in the middle, as we're about to break through. And there, all of a sudden, the blur of light on the walls of the crystal ball. Stop. And it's bright white light as we push through that last big outer boundary of this universe, and the bright white light disappears. And you see a big ball of light that is the universe that we just left. Rapidly descend beneath us, turning into a small ball of light, and we see a huge mass of other small balls of light that are all the other universes in this tiny little portion of this multiverse. Be adventurous, let go, really be adventurous. It's a profoundly powerful psychic tool. And now we start to see a faint haze of a ball of light that is the multiverse, surrounded by lots of other faint hazy balls of light that is all the other neighbouring multiverses, and we go even higher. The 144K does not kid around. Feel the stillness. What's your higher mind already showing you? You just have to receive, pay attention by focusing inward. Authentic God, we call upon the one true authentic light being the God. Please make sure we go to you and no one else, true God. Take that last little glance at your guides, if you have any. Last little casual glance at Gaia and the golden ring around the equator. And we look up. You see a point of white light starting to appear. Such a big distance away, but we're approaching it nonetheless, getting bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter until the whole roof of the crystal ball is lit up in super high frequency light. And we finally reach this little known platform of light. And we gently, lovingly push through this platform of light as it slowly envelops the crystal ball. Opens up at the top. And we're very much in a very little known but profoundly powerful realm within all that is. Now pay attention to the stillness. Pay attention to detachment and what your higher mind's eye is already showing you. Just let go and hold that internal focus. As we rise above, we now form a straight line behind the Gaia, standing as one united army of light. crystal ball feels evenly from the top center. Remember, the less you try, the easier it is. And look up and see and feel and begin that assimilation process with these beyond multiversal light beings that oversee multiverses. If you're new or relatively new, it's okay if you're yawning away or having trouble staying awake, because you are. Your energy system is not accustomed to getting pumped full of so much super high frequency, unfamiliar level of light. Hold that internal focus. Look over to your left and right, to your next, your nearest 144K brethren. And all you have to do is let go and focus inward to transform the so-called out of reality. Now feel what these light beings feel like, and believe me, your energy field and system does get a thorough bath and spin cycle just by being with them. That's why so many members feel better after a 144K mass meditation. They typically do get that next layer of internal unresolved. I want you to pay attention to them and feel what they feel like, especially if you're new. Feel their own unique energy signature so you can recognize it and use their presence and energy and your focus on them to bring you even into more stillness, because the more stillness you bring yourself into, the more power and therefore the more change on this planet and within your own life. That's just the way that works. I'm going to be silent for a minute or so. Be in stillness and hold that detached, relaxed, non-trying focus on these beyond multiversal beings. And pay a little bit of attention to the center of your head. And at the center of your heart, that's where I tend to feel them first, where the higher physical senses literally are. Those of you using the third eye system know what I mean by that. Well, thank you, God. Please let us feel you in the heart. Please send a massive wave of your unique energy into our hearts. And just pay a little bit of attention to your heart as you primarily focus on them. Beautiful. Okay. Again, for those of you who are new, you can, once the stage is set and this massive energetic backing, support and protection for our own safety is all put together and summoned, and we get started. You know, you can walk around, you can go to the bathroom, you can do this and that, you know, before sitting down again. So you can stretch your legs from time to time. Just to be clear, some of you do need to move around, your kinesthetic, as far as modality type is concerned. So yeah, certainly honour, you know, your system, the way it works. Okay. All right, good. All right. Now put a little bit of focus back on your teams or guides while I quickly call in the rest of the teams. Call upon the infinite army of the authentic amalgam. Call upon the elders of the amalgam, Merrin and Rue. And by the way, if you don't have personal guides or guides that you're not aware of, you can call in the central galactic sun races. You can call them the cosmic central sun races. Blue sphere beings. You can do that. Because such a massive concentration of light force, you know, it just smashes anything and everything that's in sight, no matter how dark it is. And always remember, physical darkness, this is just a core fundamental rule of how things work. Physical darkness is nothing without its non-physical energies and backing. It's as simple as that. It's simply the last domino to fall. I call upon the timber beings that created this universe. We call them Oberon. Feel Oberon's presence. Again, this is, as I see, 111 on the streaming time. Know that this is much about receptivity, receiving, through inward focus on the image, rather than yet doing. Your heart will do the doing, believe me. Now repeat after me, everybody. I call upon all of my high dimensional higher selves. Remember, it's all done through quote-unquote imagining for you non-sensitive types. That's your ticket out. That's your freedom key. The infamous misnomer. Called imagination. Imagination is just that right hemisphere of your physical brain. It's simply engaging it. There's no such thing as imagination, in other words. Now there is personal subjectivity that information and visions get filtered through, but that's what internal healing and clearing is all about, that we all need to be doing at least once a week. So you can receive what your right hemisphere brain is already giving you all the time, unfiltered. Alrighty. sorry, I didn't finish that one off. Repeat after me. I call upon all of my high dimensional high selves. Feel this massive multi-layered presence represented by one being. That's what works for you. Next to Oberon, perhaps. Repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my soul. See that ball of light up above. Above the heart, perhaps. Feel it. Is it the kind of thing you do not want to rush? It's critical, let alone extremely sacred. Yes, I'm still finishing my copy here. In Europe, you're probably making a second one. Okay, repeat after me. I call upon my authentic oversoul. See a big ball of light in a different colour behind your soul. I prefer violet. And now for the real big kahuna, the highest level of your true identity, the first individuation from source of who you are. I call upon my authentic I am presence. See an ever bigger ball of light, color of your choice, behind your oversoul. Okay, good. Feel it at the heart level as well. For you non-energy worker types, or so it seems, just play. Really play. As a way of removing what is nothing more than a mental block in terms of self-perception. Okay. Authentic Legion of Light. Can you please take us to the space and place of omnipresence? Take one little glance at Gaia. Everything goes bright white. So bright you have to squint your eyes as we are taken to the realm, essentially a void, where there's no time and space. The realm of omnipresence, where we are everywhere at once, to really kick butt. In the divine way, of course. I don't want to have a goddess shaking her head at me, which she sometimes does. Of a little bit of consciousness on Gaia and your I am. And this bright white light is very clearing and upgrading. By the way, and we're there. The light disappears, everything looks the same. Now start to feel in and tune in. Situation. Stay in the stillness. Stay in receptivity. Stay in this place of omnipresence, of complete command. That's why you're here, regardless of whether you perceive it as quote unquote you or not. Adult incarnational perception and relatability and identity gets thrown out the window here as our way of spiritually or energetically taking off the gloves. Okay. Just keep on observing Gaia, the teams, your guides in the background, as we start to receive information, guidance. Just give it a minute, because it's all done through stillness. That's where transformative change occurs, before any action is taken. Okay, let me see here. Okay. Alright, allow me to begin. Alright, hold presence. My time is vision. Authentic legend of light. Here we are. Raising our hand and stepping forward for all that is. There is Gaia. It is February the 20th, 2022. It is the moment of Pluto return. Birth chart of the freedom key of the planet, the sacred and literal divine project of the light forces on the earth, known as the United States of America. The Cancer Nation, cancer being all about providing, nurturing, caring, the nation and its principles that created literally the most wealth for the people. And that's statistically, empirically proven throughout history since Atlantis. Okay, now turn Gaia around to where you see North America. All right, just see the North Pole at the top, a nice, white, beautiful, pristine polar ice cap, and beneath Canada with the Hudson Bay, Greenland just beneath North Pole, and the United States, surrounded by big, beautiful blue oceans. Okay. Authentic Legion of Light. Here are brief images of the founding fathers of the United States of America. And now, everybody, especially you Americans, show images of at least two individuals that achieved what they couldn't achieve even, not even in Africa, the true spirit of freedom. Show images of the founding fathers to the teams. Who deliberately created a rebellion against bloodline rule with no taxation, without representation, as nothing more than an excuse for it all. Okay. I'm going to show them an image of Frederick Douglass. Freedom. Show them an image of Reverend Martin Luther King. Now, show them the Constitution and the Second Amendment. The First Amendment. Show them an image of that famous painting of that completely destitute and in some cases shoeless Revolutionary Army walking through the snow. Of a war. It took 7 years or 6 years. Okay. For those of you who've seen it, show images of commercial airlines unloading NATO and UN troops in Canada. Just hold the teams somewhere in the background of your consciousness. If you can't see them both at the same time, that's okay. Trudeau, show him the woman allegedly being murdered and a horse stepped on her. Take a deep breath. Show them military in full battle dress, full battle gear, assault rifles, webbing, the whole works. Police without insignia. The undoubtedly satanic Ottawa mayor. Shutting everything down. That female official. Say, announcing to truckers. Many of you seen that presser. Saying they will shut down your bank accounts to all the truckers, shut down their bank accounts, shut down insurance for their trucks by taking down their registration plates. They clearly are taking. And now we're going to respond with a capital R. Authentic Legion Alliance see these electronic weapons on top of police vehicles in Canberra, Australia. Authentic Legion of Light blisters see this woman burst capillaries showing redness underneath her skin, blisters on lips, blister marks on the scalp. Okay. And now, ironically, for now at least, we focus on the non-physical planes. Now we switch on energy mastery and control of all planes of existence. Okay. Of course, for those of you who've got a fair bit of experience, perfectly okay if you're already at it. Otherwise, put Gaia in a white quarantine sphere namely for our protection. We surround Gaia. As always, play around with background colours to distinguish. And not for the first time, the teams have already been clearing. Linear time events are very pliable, as many of you know, in terms of linear time. All right, I think we've shown them enough. It really is all about striking at the right moment. Timing is everything, as Q would say. Our job is to master the discipline and clear the way to strike at the right moment. Okay, so see Gaia, the white quarantine sphere. Look up at your own presence or guides and say to them, show me the colour of omnipresence. So there's no hard and fast rule in terms of what you see in what order. The definite hard and fast rule is anything dark or black, you turn it into white light. Hold focus for a good 5 seconds, then watch it disappear. That's the hard and fast rule to follow at all times. All right, just hold that internal focus, because anything and everything else is a waste. Have to be honest and frank about that. Master the discipline. If you have difficulty, ironically, let go and detach even more. Step out of the way of your almighty true identity. Okay, so mass clearing has happened. In case anyone hasn't noticed, it's already been up. It's really coming up now. As the teams and your true identity really start to overturn and lift any rock. I'm going to be silent for a few minutes, as always. We start with the mass clearing before we do anything too precise, namely because so much is up already. That there's no time for any preciseness, just bring out the sledgehammer or bulldozer. Now, for goddesses who can't really, for good reason, legitimate divine reasons, can't even relate to any kind or form of, shall we say, eyeball to eyeball confrontation, because you're not built for that, start to focus on Gaia's core, connect with her, and for lack of a better term, because translating energetics into physical 3D verbals is sometimes a challenge, So I'll put it the best way I can. Start to swirl a rainbow goddess light, ball of light even, within the core, within her core. And tune into that, play with that, and then start to sort of amplify it to, I don't know, bring more of the energy closer and closer to the surface and start bringing that into the grids. Because the grids are in risk of collapsing because of the effect on the human collective when you start seeing things like commercial planes unloading NATO and UN troops, which apparently, according to Mr. Cabal Man, or what's left of them, any declaration of a state of emergency or martial law is, in terms of UN laws, is, you know, as far as that's concerned, and NATO laws, automatically triggers the deployment of UN and NATO forces. That's what martial law declaration by charming, highly messed up characters like Justin Trudeau triggers. The rest of you stand by because I need to take a look. Again, hold a visual of your I Am presence up above Gaia at a minimum. And let's see what's going on. Sometimes, again, not for the first time, all you can see is black and blinding white light because it's all just coming up and we need to go through that for a bit to see what's underneath all the garbage. So I'm going to be silent for a few minutes. Hold that internal focus because nothing else matters, literally, in this now moment. If you want to channel your power and change reality in the way that you see fit, you detach, focus inward from neutrality and non-trying. See your I Am presence up above Gaia and your heart and true identity does the rest. That's just the way it works. Okay, I'm going to be silent for at least 5 minutes. Stand your ground. Follow those instructions. Okay. All right, there's just a stupendous amount, possibly even a unprecedented amount of darkness being pulled out of North America. it's just crazy. Stick with it. We're coming to the end of it, so we can see what precise work needs to be done. far as the physical plane is concerned, the negative military generals that are playing along or ordering, and this is mainly within NATO and the UN, all those carrying out these orders or those who made the orders to start deploying troops to Canada, they've now been exposed. The Youth Alliance have taken those names, and at the right moment they will act. But they can't act if the energies aren't cleared for someone like ourselves. That's just, again, that is just the way it works, regardless of how the false incarnational adult self, the little small me, responds to that, whether it can relate to it or not. Believe it. All right. Now, finish up on what you're doing in terms of transmuting. And as you do that, put a little bit of consciousness on omnipresence. And your I am presence, that's fundamentally omnipresent. It is the omnipresent aspect of who you actually are. Of course, the physical, your local black coven, never mind the cabal, is ritualizing. Thank God for the 144K standing between their horse crap and humanity and Gaia. Thank God. And I'm not being melodramatic. And as you look over North America, with your teams, the teams, especially your Iron Presence up above, light up all of North America into a very multi-layered, as in multi-frequency, multi-plane, omni-transmutational light. And hold a little bit of your Iron Presence in the background of your consciousness if you can't see both at the one time. Discipline. All right. Pardon me. And now see this. Well, let me put it this way. We're about to transmute any black portals, vortexes, infected grid lines, and entities. Okay, we're about to do that now. And with the white light still there, do that now. Transmute all entities. Or hold the intent and consciousness or knowing of transmutation occurring at all frequencies and planes. Portals, vortexes, black plasma, entities. Across North America, mostly Lower Canada and all of America and Northern Mexico at the most. Intensify the light. Have fun. Play with your I Am presence. Channel your I Am presence now, literally. Mean business. Feel the intensity, because we've had enough of this garbage. No more innocent, helpless victims. Physical and non-physical darkness, harming innocent people, wonderful people, beautiful people, fellow light workers and star seeds. We declare an end to it as you intensify the light. Hold the consciousness of no entity, no dark vortex, no black portal, no black plasma surviving this. Pardon me. All right. And now we're going to open up from the middle. So from Northern Mexico and Texas all the way up through to Manitoba. And holding consciousness of clearing, of completion of clearing and transmutation of anything negative. Multi-frequency, multi-plane. Your right hemisphere can do it. Just let go. Look up at your I Am presence. Command. Make it happen. Actualize it now. All frequencies and planes. Everything transmuted. And now start to open up a green line across North America that's completely crisp, clean, and clear of garbage. 2121, and the number synchronicities are crazy here. And moving towards the east coast and the west coast, just opening it up, leaving goddess Gaia green energy. Do it now. Hold consciousness of anything and everything dark, entities being transmuted. We are literally taking no prisoners. Enough's enough. It's past December 21st, 2021. End of story. It's over. Old consciousness of your almighty I Am presence up above. If they're too insane or too dark to receive any basic message that this epoch and era has served its purpose, that is not our problem. End of story. Hold internal focus for all those protesters that have been arrested, kicked, kneed, fried, whatever. If they want to play dirty, one, they better brace themselves. Intensify your power, channel your iron presence even more, even more. As the transmutational light is reaching the Great Lakes from the east and moving along the Rockies in the west, let go, let your mind go, let your heart provide the intensity for you. You just focus. Multi-planes, multi-frequencies. See all these entities disappear. Okay, I think I saw a woman just above over North America. Hold for all that is, for the innocent, for the helpless. Take the occasional glance at the teams and your iron presence on the opposite side of this vision. Hold. Multiplane, multiplane, multi-frequency. Think in those terms. Omnipresence. Look up at your iron presence with the determination in your heart. Tell it. Make it happen. Everywhere at once. Clear. Now. Because it's time, post 2021. Sif shit, if they don't like it, then I make no apologies for my language. And I got triple five as I started saying that. All right. We're now reaching Southern California. Allow all your higher aspects to deliver the image. Steady as she goes. Feel the wrath, especially if you're a divine masculine type. Feel that infallible wrath of man who only has one queen. And clear. Many of you will be getting all sorts of images. As we reach Southern California, and I'm deliberately taking our time about this because there's always a certain kind of detachment that comes with, you know, taking your time about something, and then you really start receiving the images and making things happen and transforming so-called reality. Look inward. See the bright rays of your iron presence coming up from up above as you look down Canada and North America. All sorts of little creepy crawlies and boogies and entities and octopi and whatevers. Turning white, disappearing. Ooh, she liked that. That's right, you do not rush this sort of a thing. Now, for all you goddesses that are not exactly made or built for this sort of intense and direct confrontation, start to bring in goddess rainbow-coloured light from her core, enlarge that swirling goddess colour. Start to enlarge it, bring it closer to the surface, and then let it touch the surface. And let the surface grid start to assimilate and accrete such high frequency light, we're taking over reality. With goddess, the primary, pervasive, driving, and governing force. We're just clearing the way for her. Hold. Hold. A casual, loose consciousness of multiplane, multi-frequency transmutation of any kind, form, or form of darkness, so that nothing that the physical dark ones do will work. It just won't work. It'll only quicken their demise. That's why we do what we're doing. All right, let's finish here. Finish up on the coastlines. Consciousness in whatever way works for you on your I Am presence and its fundamental omnipresence. Omnipresence, think omnipresence, everywhere at once. You can't have a rebirth in the most divine, highest light potential way with so much crap in the way. We're clearing the garbage. Alright, I think I saw a burst of white light just come up and replace the green. Hold. Because in the divine sense, any further tolerance level from this mass meditation group has just ended. Zero tolerance policy towards darkness henceforth. Not because we want to, but because it's time. Per the divine plan and natural universal, multiversal and galactic cycles. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to make sure I'm not being subjective here. Coming from the place of wants and needs. Because you always want to come from the place of neutrality when you're looking at something non-physically. And I just want to... check with the teams to make sure I'm seeing this correctly. Because all I see this is this big stream of white light. kind of like a perpendicular shape up through all of North America. Aha! Oh, God. I felt a sudden intense emotion of, I don't know if joy is the right word for it, but in that direction. Write to me later to admin, I think, or in a chat group, Telegram chat group, if you felt the same. Ah, something's going on. I'm trying to tune in. Let me blow my nose. All right. Get up and stretch your legs. Go to the bathroom. Walk around for a couple of minutes if you need to. I'm going to blow my nose, which won't help the meditative state. Trying to work out what's going on here, because all I see is white light of a kind that I haven't seen before. Coming up to North America, I think I'm seeing a woman still. Kind of some kind of goddess deity, probably representing the United States of America. Triple four now. Because Canada and Australia is a two sister countries and a relative of North America, of the United States, in a lot of respects. They are being used as test beds, because if it was the same thing was going to be done in the United States of America, it would have just, I don't know, may have risked bringing the world economic system among other things to a premature sort of collapse, and things aren't ready for that yet. So they're doing isolated test beds that will still have a similar effect. Am I going to happen in Canada or in Australia? To allow for that slow, more gradual, but safer and less destabilizing form of exposure of physical and non-physical darkness. Ah, God, every time I look at that mostly vertical shaped stream of light coming up through North America from what I suspect to be underneath, it's kind of like, I don't know if it's a vortex per se, but it's from near Gaia's core is a narrow stream of light, and it starts to spread outwards as it comes up towards North America and then pretty much encompasses North America and keeps on spreading outward into the atmosphere, like an upside down triangle, I guess. And every time I look at it briefly, I feel the intense emotion. Is it the successful rebirth of the free and constitutional, non-corporate United States of America and the energetic impact of it? If that's what I'm feeling, then great. And what this is going to do is it's going to amplify the reversal of intent and action by physical darkness, where every time they do something, it'll bring them closer to their own demise even quicker than what it already has been. It's amplified now. Because that's what too much light presence does. That's why we remove all the garbage, to bring up the light, so that their dark physical actions backfire on them bigger and quicker with further exposure. It's just a matter of clearing the energies. You know, many of you energy workers know that when there's too much darkness presence, too much negative energy, anything you do, no matter how logical and commonsensical it is to do and for it to work, Murphy's Law kicks in. Murphy's Law is just darkness presence, too much of it. This is the reversal of it. Alright. Let's quickly go over to Europe. It looks like our job is done in North America. If you're doing something, go in and finish up. All right, goddesses. All right, really bring up. I mean, it may be a formality at this point, but really light up the grid line. Bring up that goddess rainbow colored light up through the surface and light up the grid lines here and there. If the ley lines is all you know, do that. Light them up. There's a massive convergence of ley lines, 8 of them in Utah, Salt Lake, just south of Salt Lake City. Light it up. A slightly smaller convergence in central Virginia of ley lines. The Nexus Force in the middle, light it up. This is the best and most effective way to give loving support to our brethren braving the freezing cold for hours on end and getting trampled on by horses, having private armies in full battle dress staring down at them. This is the best way to support them. All right. Let's go over to Europe quickly. See Europe. Now put the majority of focus on Germany. They have the most critical and central light grids. If that, upon being liberated, pretty much brings about planetary liberation, minus formalities on the physical plane, which is always the last thing to see the change. Look up at your iron presence. See Italy there, see France, Spain, Britain, Denmark, sticking up, protruding from the top, up above Germany, Scandinavia, take no prisoners, light her up, see the darkness first, look up at your iron presence now, repeat after me, authentic iron presence, from the space of omnipresence, at all frequencies and planes of existence. Clear all negative entities at all levels and planes, kinds and form. Their technologies, their grids, and liberate the grids now. I am presence from omnipresence. And this time it will be allowed to happen, folks, because it's time. Look up at Europe, see the blackness, all that is in black or dark grey. Just hold that internal focus. Light her up. Turn that into white light. Change the background colour of the Mediterranean Sea, the North Sea, the Atlantic, the Baltic Sea, light her up, liberate her. We are taking no prisoners when you come from the heart, when it is time, when you have some consciousness on your almighty I Am presence. Let it rip. Multi-layered, multi-frequency. And we're focusing on Europe, especially the Crown District of London. Because this high-level negative entity is working through what's left of the physical cabal. And for the White Hats to carry out their operations, they do need the energies cleared. Otherwise, Murphy's Law kicks in with their operations. And of course, things simply happen and simply get turned around, quote unquote, when the timelines are raised through clearing enough negative energies and darkness. All right. Stand by, hold that white light, transmutation light of your I Am presence. All frequencies and planes. All frequencies and planes. Because what this also allows is for the light forces, positive ET groups, it allows them to set up light grids, kind of like mandala grids of light across Europe and North America, which are still the controlling centers in a lot of respects for the whole planet. Forget about China and the CCP because they just take orders from the cabal. The cabal are in Western and Central Europe and North America, and we're taking over. And in case you missed it, we're taking no prisoners because now we can hold the consciousness of transmuting entities, closing down vortexes and portals that the physical ones opened up through the rituals. You do know exactly how it all looks. You just have to pay attention inward in a non-trying way from stillness and neutrality. Let your heart provide the determination and wrath. All right. Withholding a relaxed sense and a bit of background consciousness on omnipresence, multi-frequency, multi-plane transmutation. Look at the Denmark